1, 2, 3.
Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler are our guests this evening on Red Barn Radio. They are the Rough and Tumble.
Ain't that the way to burn a good spatula, she said. Just by stirring the pot, just by starting your day. Ain't that the way to mess up without really trying? I mean, what you say? Ain't that the way to really cook my head? I showed up not at my best, and I'm starting all over again. Rock, paper, scissors, that's my guess if I'm gonna be alright. My finest work, this isn't it, and I'm starting all over, all over. All over again. 1, 2, 3, pick a door, any door. Don't matter what door you try for, they're all locked or jammed anyway. Magic word, no ringing bell, just the same old stupid step. Oh, well, guess I'll take my traveling salesman ass back to Santa Fe. Yeah, I showed up not at my best, and I'm starting all over again. Rock, paper, scissors, that's my guess if I'm gonna be alright. Finest work, this isn't it, and I'm starting all over, all over again, all over again. To each your own, won't pick no needs or bones about it. Lost and found it. Just lose it again and again and again and again. Ain't that the way to burn a good spatula, she said. Just by stirring the pot. Hot damn, I'm stirring the pot again. Ain't that the way?
Good evening, one and all. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio as we continue our 23rd year of broadcasting with episode number 893. Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler, our guests this evening, formed the Rough and Tumble in 2011 as two friends who loved making music together. In 2015, these bandmates turned spouses, sold everything they could, and bought a 16-foot camper. They packed up their instruments and a couple of small trinkets they couldn't part with, and they hit the road. Through multiple burnt-up axles, busted tires, and consistent water leaks, they learned a ton, I'm sure, and they continued touring relentlessly, though they do not any longer live in the camper. They still tour in it. They have a house up in New Hampshire now. And we're so glad that they were able to tour down here to Lexington, Kentucky to be with us here. We're so glad to welcome back Mallory and Scott, the Rough and Tumble.
Why on earth blue jay or message sent to me? I was rested from a Bama night. Woke up to see if I could see about heading on back up. But naked as a jaybird was the love you left for me. Left for me. Left for me. Naked as a jaybird was the love you left for me. See about my bridle, you would see to cut the sails, so Tennessee would landlock me. Work out what we needed in hopes for loving can't, but naked as a jaybird was the love that we had left. Left for me, left for me. Naked as a jaybird was the love you there for me. Left for me, left for me. Naked as a jaybird was the love you left for me. Jaybird was love you left for me. Woke up blurry, light and gray. These Tennessee dogs, they walk my Alabama feet. But the wiles of a blue jay are
WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development advocacy and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
The Rough and Tumble, our guests this evening, are Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler. Since their last visit, they've released two albums of music, 2023's Only This Far, and then their latest, a really stunning collection of songs they call Hymns for My Atheist Sister and Her Friends to Sing Along With. Mallory and Scott call this collection an album for the faithful, the faithless, and the somewhere in between. I've neglected to introduce you to the rest of the traveling foursome. Joining the Rough and Tumble on the Red Barn stage, Shake and Tail and Tap and Paw, is actually Mud Puddle, who is the third member of the band. That's Mud Puddle. And then Magpie May is out in the climatized trailer. Magpie May, evidently, Scott says, has not been attending rehearsals faithfully and is also not on pitch always. So glad you've joined Red Barn Radio this evening for music and conversation, folks, with The Rough and Tumble. My guests this evening are Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler. They are the Rough and Tumble. 2011, the two of you met. You were from California. You were from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I want to say you met in Nashville. That may not be true. Mm-hmm. You started playing together in 2011. You're about to celebrate your 10th wedding anniversary, if you haven't already. True?
We are going to be celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary next February. Well, technically, we've only celebrated
two. We'll celebrate our third anniversary.
In two years. We got married on leap year day.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have been married for 9 years, so.
Okay.
Give me half cup. Something to hit this spot. Now give me the shakes. My grass on the blacktop. There's not a spoon of sugar that can melt that egg into heart. Look fine in a two-full place. I need a little less. One more day by day. Need a little less. More and more day by day by day. I need a little less.
taste to be satisfied. My grass on the blacktop, better slow going than never try. Give me a count.
One, two, three, four.
Then there's more and more day by day. I need a little less. More and more day by day. I need a little less. More and more day by day. I need a little less.
Little less.
More and more day by day. By day. Hey.
It was after this leap year wedding day that you all purchased the trailer.
Just before.
Okay,
yes.
Just before that you purchased
I
the trailer.
I love this. This is my favorite.
It sounded kind of exciting and scary, I'm sure, to let go of everything and just travel. And you did that for 8 years.
Yep.
You were on the verge of killing each other. This is just my story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like your story.
Yeah. And you decided at that point in time that it was time for you to take all of the money that you had earned on the road and invest in a house. You had always been kind of intrigued by New England.
Yes, that is correct.
And so you decided you were willing to go ahead and live a long way from civilization and move to northern New Hampshire.
Northern New Hampshire.
Okay.
Yep, the upper valley.
So, gotcha. So, but you still have the trailer.
Yep.
A new trailer. New to us trailer, because the old one that survived 8.5 years on the road finally died after we got a house and we could not fix it. And so we did a call out to our fans and friends and just said, hey, if you donate money, we'll write your name on the inside of the trailer, thinking we would get some sort of down payment. And
like for a new trailer.
For a new trailer. At the end of 2 weeks, we had the full amount to buy a new to us trailer outright. Unbelievable. We did not expect that, but it was amazing.
And is the trailer you now have, the one that's parked outside here?
Yeah, probably getting a ticket.
It's a little casita, yeah.
We got older since it's been over. And I don't want you to know I got sober. Blame my drinking for my crooked thinking and the straight shot way that I loved you. Wasn't my war, wasn't my call. I'm one to push to shove, not one to nudge a brick to fall. Blame my drinking for my steady sinking and not the tear down the way that I loved you. No one gives a high hell, hallelujah. No one gives a good goddamn about it now. Just three cheers for who left you, for the deck that's stacked against you. I've been letting it slow forgetting, push my anger to sunrise, misremembering. Blame my drinking for forgetful thinking. It's the tear down way that I loved you. No one gives a high hail, hallelujah. No one gives a good goddamn about it now. Just three cheers for who left you, for the deck that's stacked against you. For the wrecker of the day, we don't remember anyhow. Three cheers, goddamn. High hell, hallelujah. Three cheers, hallelujah.
Tell us about the dogs. Magpie May is one, and I'm sorry, and Mud Puddle.
Mud Puddle, right.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had dogs. We had a dog named Butter before when we first started our trip in 2015.
Trip.
Longest vacation. We got Mud Puddle. We've had her for 8 years.
Eight years, almost nine.
And then Magpie came along in 2019. Magpie is, she's a wonderful dog, but she's crazy. And,
yeah, she's a terrible person.
She's a terrible person.
Great
absolutely.
Dog.
Yeah. She was 4 and a half when we got her, and so she just kind of came with a lot more baggage. But they both still do fit in our smaller camper. Mm-hmm. And
it really gives us this, like, clown car effect that we really like when people see us loading and unloading, like, all of our instruments, and then two people, and then two giant 100-pound dogs. Like, it just kind of gives us a leg up with I was going to say likability, but it's more awe.
Yeah, it is awe. Truthfully, we used to tour with we had a little hamster for about 3 years. We found her on a glue trap in Florida,
uh-huh.
And her name was Goo.
Yep.
And she traveled with us for 3 years.
Yep.
That seems more doable.
Yeah.
It does.
It was. Right. But, it was really a lot of fun.
We absolutely loved walking out, you know, of the truck, and, you know.
I'm trying to picture you with the
right.
two very big dogs.
Yeah,
the hamster on the leash.
On a leash.
No, she was just like this little thing.
That's great.
It was really fun.
So if anybody finds any spare hamsters on a glue trap, we're open.
Yeah.
We have an opening.
Yes, we do.
They get together on the weekends. They drink some wine and sing some hymns they know by heart but don't believe in. And they pack socks and clean water and granola bars and paper bags and hand them out to the unhoused, my atheist sister and all of her friends. She won the award, Atheist of the Year. She takes sick days and goes to the Capitol, swears on the Bible, and bends some ears about equal rights for her daughter and for all the people living here. I've never believed in her more than when she won the award, Atheist of the Year. Grow, and we all know the award isn't just for herself, it's for all the years of work of keeping the Bible she was beat with off of her shelf. She believes in things unseen, like what holds us together, and gravity and empathy and charity and even believers like me. The award, it sits on the shelf by the moonshine that I bought her in the boxes of wine. Next to it sits the upright piano where she plays the doxology late in the night. When you're scared and full of doubt, love you without fear.
hard but don't believe in, because belief is a funny thing. It don't much matter what you think, but only about what you bring in the harmony you choose to sing. So here's a song to sing with them, my atheist sister and all of her friends. Hey. Because of 2020, we had to stay places longer. So we were invited into people's second homes, and we would stay there for a couple months at a time. And we kind of got a taste for the still life. We also picked up hobbies during 2020. I picked up bookbinding, which is a really heavy hobby to carry around in a camper because of all the paper. And Scott picked up, you know, carving stamps and those big, like, heavy rubber stamps. So it kind of became a matter of, like, I don't know if we can pursue any other avenue of creativity if we don't think about getting a house, and and this one sort of landed right in our laps. So
Start the kettle, push the press, hurry up, get back to bed. Your side's getting cold while I stay warm. Poured into my favorite mug. Oh damn, don't you love this stuff? Little hallelujahs of the ordinary. While Maggie's barking at I don't know what. Puddles nudging for your spine. You better up and cuddle us. Room for hallelujahs of the ordinary. We know what they know. A little quiet and left alone. Everything grows. Hallelujah. 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 Straight toured out through the 48. Didn't get back home till mid-July. All our friends, they knew our hearts. They planted a garden start. There were zinnias and daylilies, tomatoes and raspberries.
We're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.